I'd like us to continue from where we ended last Wednesday on obedience. Hallelujah. We are also going to pray as well. We understand that we are in a season of prayer and fasting as a church. Hallelujah. We are all aware of that. Hallelujah. We are facing a challenge in the land. Hallelujah. Those who are here on Sunday, you can reflect on what our police officers were talking about from this pulpit. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit of gangsterism, the bloodshed that is happening in the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Ignorant, we shouldn't be religious. Glory be to God. Since I'm asking a card, you need to face the enemy. The enemy is in our territory. We've got to face the enemy. Now, when you were 6, you were reporting another case. It's case after case. When they John, playing God, I am the Lord, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we need to pray. We need to ensure that we protect the territory as the children of God. Hallelujah. So we are continuing with obedience. So we've got to be obedient. As we understand that we are ascending to the seven mountains of covenants. Hallelujah. In the seven spheres of human influence. Hallelujah. That's why Nanyalo kumelele ukuthi isiphuthi Jesu kumele sihlakaniphe njengani. As a Christian, you should know who to serve this in our danger. Hallelujah. So I want us to read Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then we'll move to Psalms 84, verse 11. Later on. Acts 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Each of you must turn from your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. Verse 39. "This promise is to you and to your children, and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God." Hallelujah. Verse 40. "Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, 'Save yourselves from this generation that has gone astray.'" Hallelujah. Amen. To what? Save yourself. From where? From what? This generation. Hallelujah. That has gone astray. What's it, Peter? What's it? Now, the part 38. What's it? Pepugani. Repent, each and every one of you. Was it the prayer in it? Simple. Saban. Holy Spirit. Tipo tangulungulo. Kuhi lila lengono longa tenda ngayo. Jimmy Month. Mapanle. We want to be empowered. We are enabled by the Spirit of God. You cannot obey God until You have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Nangabe ndokhulisa umntwana. Bonje bantwana, ngikhuluma Swati. Niyabukana njani? Ngikhuluma Swati. Because yinto esisebenzisa, it's a medium, it's a language that we use. So nangulungulu kanjalo. He gave us his Spirit. He gave us himself. He regenerated our own spirits. Fine na moment where we are one. Hallelujah. So, the regeneration, the letter tell on a push, the repentance, now that's a repent each one of you. You know, see, was the word, Mogena, Jesus, James, and Sinsis. Nembeza wako. Uba regenerated. Whatever was what? Labaye nembeza wazo ushiso na ayini. Nukisho kusi lo mungu, asana msebe ndi kuti yini le writing the wrong. Hallelujah. So who the sensitiveness? Usi ngulungulu tini manji. Usi nyala sendeni. Ukdirekta utini. Hallelujah. So the obedience. Ile chamlo kuti your own conscience. Lunembeza wako. Abe sensitive to the voice of God. Hallelujah. That's why it is very important for each and every one of us to repent. Glory be to God. So, lana pita na kaya shumayena, beka kuru baka shumayena, ma unbelievers. This is because those sins are not stolen in us, it's just pampugid. Glory be to God. This is repent. Siyati kuthi ngokwengcwele umthola immediately uvuma Jesu njengeNkosi namsindisi. Hallelujah. So kuthi you need to repent. So once your spirit becomes sensitive, you'll be able to obey. Now ukusho uNkulunkulu. Glory be to God. The Spirit of God. Oh, Holy Spirit is the one who drives you to do the things of God. Who finally tosh the Mohammed Su, Ulanzela, Lokanisekho, Uhamba Pambi Wako. He is leveling every mountain, lifting up every valley. Last year, if he, Ilban, Labetim, we are defeating visible and invisible enemies. We conquer by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We conquer by the anointing. Nanga tandaze. Noma babi mabuza. Inelia. Atandaze. La manda. Lendo mesu. Kulu tandaze lwawo. La manda. That is at work. Employee yake. Hallelujah. It's the power that is at work within. As a sacrifice of Lord. Because we have the Spirit of boldness. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he comes to give us boldness. So the anointing is that enablement, that power of God at work in your life. Hallelujah. So, we are using that power that is at work. Excuse me. So, that's why we need to have the Holy Spirit. We need to repent. Go repent. And the learning they will have my mind. So you change. You face another direction. Hallelujah. It's a mark of a Christian. Repent for absolute repent. Absolute repent for a pen and go so much. Just doing what's the missing. kuyenzeka sometimes you miss the mark. Ase ngulungulu mshengo, went to A, B, and C. Only to find ukuthi wena you don't hear very well. We are children of God. Njengabantwana ekhaya, kuyenzeka uninga instruction. Bese instruction kanjani? Akayithathi as given. Hallelujah. Ngokuthi ngiyaxolisa, ngokuthi kangente ukuthi. Kulapho khona abazalwane, usibe umtshela mani. Bekumtshela, ushito uNkulunkulu wathi mani. Amtshele ukuthi angayigibeli ibhasi angathuka ngahambe kusasa, ibhasi egicikile phambili. That pain that you feel, I didn't obey. Hallelujah. Lo muntu bekangeke kusaphila kunebantu abathi kusabafile nike lakuva lo akabulawa umuntu akazinto amuntu ngedandla kulele kwathiwa njithula thulile. The enemy, when you are asleep, when you are unconscious, lapho khona Satan sitha sithole opportunity khona ukustrike. But ushito kulokhu, pray for this person and you took that for granted. Bani mamu bayakhala ukhanza emlinzelweni emngcobeni. So khala yedwa lengathi lo muye ukhanza wakuthi maye kodwa ngolulu bayamsula kukhuluma nenza abangana mfundam. Lo muye afe phele kumnyameni. Ukhona wena as a believer. Awukhona even to share the good news. But more God has prompted you to do that. It's so painful. Hallelujah. So that's why we need to have the Holy Spirit. We need to be sensitive to the voice of God. Hallelujah. So moyengcwele nguyena lo wena umzalwane abe umzalwane sikhone ukuthi singam obey uNkulunkulu kuze sidle lethintaba tesikhombisa. Angithi. We know the seven mountains of influence. Angithi. Sasha, that is the mountain of government. The mountain of education. The mountain of religion. The mountain of family. The mountain of arts and entertainment. The mountain of business. The mountain of media. Seven mountains. Hallelujah. The seven spheres of human influence. Bantu bethu baba corrupt ngi television. What you see, what you hear, what you touch, what you taste, what you inhale goes to your soul. Soul is where your mind and your emotions are seated. Behind your soul, there's your spirit. The two are one. So that you be conscious of our own deeds, because according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Usuyothi landa bomba dzase kukhosi ngeke uhlale unathi uzwendaba zemhlabeni because ingqondo yakho yobinjalo injalo yohamba nomoya wakho lokunokubili yothola umtimba lo musha le ungasidoda udle emfuthwana you are count. We are here on assignment. We need to be obedient. We learn from the Lord. That's why we will also pray to God. Mane umpe amandla ekulandela. Yes. It takes the grace of God to do the things of God. Hallelujah. It takes what? The grace of God. It takes the Spirit of God. God's seed. Sometimes you can say, it's in the way assignment. What is this? Assignment, like that challenge, or let it terrify you. But whoso you execute, you need the Spirit of God. Because He is the Spirit of boldness. Glory be to God. So, Lowenda, John the Baptist, a confront, umonakalo, lobona authority in the land. Was the Spirit of boldness. Hallelujah. So, what are the benefits of obedience? Let's go to Psalms 84, verse 11. Ukona ekrupini, ebukona basendele kona our prayer points or our prayer items. Kato sunze le babelango ye. Psalms 84, verse 11. Hallelujah. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Holy Spirit is for holy living. You cannot walk uprightly before God without the Spirit of God. Obedience. Benefits. Number one, sit away in Babylon. What are the benefits? Musa, ne hlonipheka. Hlonipheka. Hallelujah. Grace and glory. Hallelujah. Liqhubeke lisi uwenda njani? He will not withhold any good thing for us if we are obedient. Hallelujah. Because we will be moved by the Spirit of God. And then that's what they will do. The last one. He is our shield and our protection. Hallelujah. Our shield and our protection. See us the cards. Hallelujah. We need protection. We need to be protected. We need God who is in our midst. We need Jehovah Shammah. We need God. Jehovah Sabaoth. We need the mighty men of war. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Good thing about that squadron alone. I go say, Sine, say humble, uprightly. Hallelujah. So, verse 35. We'll do Acts 2, verse 30. We'll do Acts 2. Until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. Hallelujah. Okay, let's start from verse 34. For David himself never ascended into heaven, yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. Hallelujah. Footstool under your feet. Shows you a nyatela. We're now. shostitsa tabo utinikenza oyato. Glory be to God. Titsa tabo utinikenza oyato. Ma benefits lawo. Ma benefits of being a child of God. Hallelujah. So a good child is an obedient child. Mwana lofa uzuthini uNkulunkulu uthandile ini. Kuse ngibe ne dominion education usiNkulunkulu angele njani. Hallelujah. So I'd like us to stand on our feet and I want us to pray. According to Psalms 121, verse 6. Hallelujah. Psalms 121, verse 6. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Our prayer point says, we are praying as the Lord guides us. The sun and the moon shall not be manipulated in harming us, even this season. Hallelujah. So, there are things, nature is being manipulated. Witchcraft. They manipulate nature. That's why lomunye uphuza adla. Emva kwalo so uvasigala sehla senyoka. Lomunya pote atekwa. Kosha mi kololo, they want to suck blood from you. If unga poko ingati, uto post yako. Jenge mi Israel. When that enemy comes in, angeke ibe repelled. Itaba successful. So we need the blood of Jesus. We need God. Hallelujah. So let us pray according to Psalms 121, as I've just mentioned, verse 6, that we are praying that the Lord is our sun and our shield. We are praying that nature shall not be manipulated in harming us. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, for the authority that is vested upon us as your children. We thank you for all the good things, Lord, that you have in store for us. Father, we honor you. Ancient of days, nature shall not be manipulated against us. No spirit,
God Almighty, we thank you. This is your own.
No white animal. No tree, no roots, no leaf, no bark, no flower, no blood, no bone, no bone marrow.
We take your word as
no hair,
Father, we take
no fair.
Lord, the doctor wants you to look at
nothing, Lord.
Lord, the doctor is back.
They are manipulated,
Father, in the name of
against our lives, my God.
We rebuke your word, my Father.
Put them both in our situations,
my Father.
Against our lives.